Burning Man, the annual week-long festival held at the end of summer in the Nevada desert, is facing a terrifying challenge that goes to the very heart of its ethos of radical self-expression. Anti-tax activist Grover Norquist has announced he will be attending this year's Burning Man. Can a voluntary community dedicated to radical inclusion survive the presence of a man with Norquist's terrifying ideology, including his backward political views on marriage equality?
I'm not sure the state really should be involved in making those decisions.
Okay, but you are a warmonger.
We need to think through whether every war is a good idea, or whether sometimes not jumping out into traffic is a smarter move.
But you do hate immigrants, right?
Look, this country was built with immigrants. This is all about people voluntarily deciding to come here because it's a free and open society. When people don't want to come, that's the time to worry.
Fine. At least we can all agree that you hate pot legalization.
I think the 50 states or 57 states can make these decisions themselves. They're taking different approaches. We'll see what works.
Please tell me you're a crony capitalist.
I'm not in favor of the government stealing anybody's money and giving it to anyone else, whether it's giving it to somebody who won't work or giving it to a company that won't make a product other people wish to buy.
Damn it, fine. Whatever. I still don't see why you want to go hang out with a bunch of hippies playing with fire in the middle of the desert.
I'm going to Burning Man because it's a bunch of people voluntarily getting together to do fun and interesting things, and nobody tells anybody else what to do, and it's the way the world should work. It's exactly where every free market, free thinker ought to be at least once in their life.
All right, I'll see you there.